My name is Khadija, and one truth about the hustle is that it isn't always pretty.
This is the Girl Behind the Hustle podcast, and I'm Lucretia L.C. Thomas. Each week, I'm chatting with some incredible women across all industries and backgrounds who've agreed to tell the truth about what it really means to hustle. It's time for us to be honest, to let other women know that they aren't alone, to share our mountains and our valleys, to practice self-care, and celebrate our wins together. It's time to hear the truth from the women behind the hustle. This is the Girl Behind the Hustle, and I'm your host, Lucretia L.C. Thomas. Hey, girl friends, it's Lucretia. Thank you so much for checking out the podcast today. So today on the podcast, I'm going behind the hustle with Khadija Touré, who watched her mother make her first million at the age of 24, which inspired her to launch her company, Kubra K Skincare. This skincare line is influenced by West African skincare secrets that she learned from her mother and grandmother growing up. Khadija has traveled to over 25 countries in search of the best ingredients and skincare practices to incorporate into Kubra K's all-natural ingredients such as shea butter, cocoa butter, and turmeric. Today, we're going to chat about how she's implementing all of the strategy that she learned from her mother and grandmother, how she self-funded the company from early investments, and how she's balancing all of this while still being a full-time biomedical engineer. Listen in as we go behind the hustle with Khadija Touré. Hi, Khadija. Welcome to the Girl Behind the Hustle podcast. How are you?
I'm so good. I'm so excited to be here with you today.
Yes, I'm excited to chat with you all about your skincare line. Tell the listeners about who you are and who's the woman behind the hustle.
Yes. So my name is Khadija Touré. I'm the founder of Kubra K Skincare. I'm a child of first-generation immigrants. I was a basketball player. I'm a daughter. I'm a sister, and just mostly someone that's just trying to fulfill their purpose in life, which is giving people as much confidence. And that's just everything that I want to do.
Okay. And so during your time playing basketball at ECU, was Kubra K a part of your plan?
Yeah. So I know I always wanted to start a brand, but I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do. I always was really intrigued with skin and beauty. And I think that while I was playing basketball, I just realized that my skin just wasn't very good. So I think it just transitioned from being something that was like a pain point to something that I became really passionate about and really obsessed with. So it just kind of naturally progressed to Kubra K.
And how did you come up with the name? It's so just really significant and unique. How did you come up with that name for the line?
Yeah. So while I was developing Kubra K for a while, I didn't actually have a name for it. And it was my mom that came up with the name. So in Arabic, Kubra means the great. And it's linked to my Islamic roots. So there's a Prophet Muhammad's wife whose name was Khadija Kubra. So they called her Khadija the Great just because she was so kind, so giving, and she was a great entrepreneur. So then I just thought that was really cool because my name is Khadija as well. So I did like a play on that and came up with the name Kubra K. And K is the nickname my family gives me.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Yeah. It kind of links back to your history and your name as well. I love that.
I just love that my mom came up with it.
Yeah,
it just solidified it for me. Yeah, I was really excited about it.
I love moms always come through. I love that.
I know, yeah.
How has this pivot been for you? Because it hasn't been long since you stopped playing basketball. And are you still playing it, you know, probably on the weekends, or are you still playing it?
Yeah, so I play pickup with the boys every now and then, but honestly, my body hurts. I'm old and washed up. But yeah, the pivot, it was just interesting because I feel like I was sweating. I was in the gym for like 8 hours a day. So then my skin was just never that good. But it was like I'd be practicing in the morning, and then 2 hours later I'd go to class and then come back and play again. So it's just like a lot of acne and hyperpigmentation. And so then after I stopped playing basketball, I started traveling all the time. So then it just like my skin just was never that good. So I just started doing a lot of research. And then naturally, I feel like I just got to meet the right people at the right time. And then it just transitioned from a pain point, something I was passionate about, to something that I actually got to create. So I just feel like it just naturally progressed to that.
And while you were traveling, who did you meet along the way, or what did you experience along the way that kind of influenced you while creating this product?
Yeah, so over the last like 2 years, I think I've been to 25 different countries.
Oh my
And
gosh, what led to that adventure?
yeah, so I'm an engineer, so it's just like I would just be traveling to different clients, and then over the weekends I would just go to different countries, and it was just so interesting because I'd go to all these like small villages in like South Asia and Africa, and you just see these like older ladies that have the most incredible skin. And so it was just interesting because I would go to all these little villages and learn like the natural remedies that they'd make for their skin and different like skincare practices. So the like Eastern medicine and traditional Western medicine, the differences. And like I'd learn different techniques that they'd use when they like applied the moisturizers or applied like moisturizers to their face. And then just like picking up different ingredients that they would use. It was honestly really interesting and really incredible.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Where are you now? Are you still traveling now, or are you kind of settled a little bit in one location?
No, so I definitely still travel. I'm on a plane like 2 to 3 times a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what have you learned about yourself from creating this company?
I think one of the main things that I learned is how many like boundaries I put on myself throughout the process. I always knew that I wanted to start a brand and I've always wanted to create something, but I think in my head, and I didn't realize I was doing this, I put so many like boundaries on myself. So I was like, okay, you know what? Like, I could never create like a L'Oreal, or I could never create something like that. And it was just so much easier than I thought when I was going along the process. So it was just, I realized how much limitations I put on myself.
Yeah. And with the limitations and boundaries, how has it been for you with, you still have your full time with being a biomedical engineer during the daytime. Has your company been kind of supportive? Or are you able to talk about, your work outside of that? Like, how does that work?
So it is really interesting because I actually am the only girl in the office. So it's definitely not like a beauty, like inspired environment whatsoever. But I think where I've benefited is I travel so much that I've gotten to pick up so many different skin tips from around the world that like while I'm on a trip to India, I would just stop by little villages and learn a lot about skincare. So in a different way, it really did support my like learning process for skincare.
Yeah, I love that. And how did you go about procuring funding for your business? Have you been bootstrapping? Did you get any investors or partnerships?
Yeah, so I've been really lucky because my mom and my family, they're just all entrepreneurs. So I invested in stocks really early. I've owned a house really early that I rent out. So I've been able to fund everything on my own, which I'm happy about because then I think I have complete creative vision for everything that I want to do. So I've just been very lucky that I'm in a position where I've invested early. I've invested my money really smart early on, and then I was able to create the seed money that I needed for this.
And how'd you get started with investing and purchasing your home? Because younger, I guess, for investing. I feel like, when people are still in their 20s, a lot of times they're not thinking about investing and how they can spend their money to kind of set them up for their future.
Yeah, so I just like I said, I was so lucky. My mom made her first million at 24. And so just what a blessing to be able to see that and just ask her for advice whenever I needed to. I invested in stocks late middle school, early high school. And so during the summers, I would just do all the research, market research, and trade penny stocks. And then with that money, I was able to create the down payment for a house that I can fully rent out because I am traveling all the time. So it just worked out really well, yeah. But I
That's
also think that we
amazing.
waste so much money on things that we don't need. Like, I don't need to buy 50 outfits. Like, I probably am going to wear them once. So just like putting money aside to invest so that I could, in the long term, fulfill what my true purpose is.
Yeah, that's amazing. And so how did your mom kind of influence your building of this company? So she's an entrepreneur. How did she get started in business, and how did that kind of influence your growth?
Yeah, so my grandma is from Senegal, so she's like a trade. She used to just trade, and she's just a hustler. So I mean, she didn't grow up really rich, and I feel like she was able to just pass down that work ethic to my mom. And so she has her PhD in physics. She's honestly really brilliant. But I think that with her ability to like go to school, get her PhD with like my grandma's trade background and hustle background, she learned to to trade really early. So she would in college braid people's hair. She had a full ride scholarship, braid people's hair, and then she turned that into a down payment for her first house. So just like from that aspect, she just watching her hustle, that was something I really got to pick up a lot from. But like the line was all like very much inspired by her. I think she has been linked to a lot of my first memories in skincare because she has such incredible skin, but she would show me a lot of the natural remedies that she would create in Africa. So she's just inspired me in every single way. So I mean, I'm really lucky to have her.
That's amazing. And who else has kind of helped you along your journey with growing this business?
Yeah, so I'm sure all of my friends and family are so sick of me because I'm always like messaging them about like, okay, what do you think of this packaging? So I've and like, okay, what do you think of this next product launch? So I know they probably have to be a little bit sick of me, but just my family, they've been so supportive, and just the friends that I do have that aren't even involved in beauty, they've done research for me, they've everything. So I'm just really lucky that I have the support system that I have.
And you launched in July 2019 and just recently participated in your first Bronner Brothers show. Have you had a moment to kind of come up for air? I feel like you kind of took off running straight out the gate. Have you had a chance to find your balance?
So at first, I think I was doing a horrible job of balancing like work and just like having fun and relaxing. So I think I would wake up at 4 a.m. every day and then work until midnight. But then I started to burn myself out really, really quickly. And so then I feel like by re like redistributing my time to be able to get more rest, I noticed that I was more productive. So I think that before it was like, okay, I have to do this all day, every day. Whereas now it's like, okay, I set aside probably 6 hours a day and can give it like my full undivided attention. And I feel really ready with the right headspace and energy space to do it. So it's been nonstop because I feel like there's always something that I could be doing. But yeah, I feel like now I've found a better balance between, okay, I'm not going to just work on this all day. I want to be productive. So it's definitely been difficult to find that balance, but I think it's a lot more productive now that I am setting aside time to relax and to work.
And do you have a team kind of behind you, supporting you in different roles, or is it just solo?
It's been a mostly myself, which is a little bit insane. So I definitely want to expand the team. But I think for me, I also really wanted to protect the vision really early on. I feel like when you involve too many people too quickly, then sometimes it's hard to control all the pieces. So I think that right now is a good time for me to start adding more pieces to the group because now I feel like I have the vision established. I have what branding, what messaging established. And now I think it's a good time to bring someone in to start helping with that, the execution.
And coming up, so you have like, the biomedical, kind of like the science part of the product. When you were developing the branding, the packaging, and all of that, did you work with someone on those elements?
Yeah, so I definitely did. Yeah, it's really interesting being an engineer and working in beauty because I think that I want to at some point involve a lot of tech with that, but I also really learned a lot about the ingredients and the chemistry. It was something that I really understood already. So then when we were formulating these products, I knew exactly what I wanted and how I wanted it. So then it was easy to go to tell someone, like, this is exactly what I'm looking for. So there was no guessing, no misunderstanding. This is exactly what I want the formulation to be. And I understood the chemistry behind creating these moisturizers. So I was really excited to be able to contribute and actually be a part of the discussion in a meaningful way.
And does the hustle ever feel like too much for you with, balancing your full time, growing this business, you're traveling, it seems like a lot and weekly. Does it ever seem like it's just too much?
There are times where I do get overwhelmed, but I honestly think like being an engineer and playing college basketball was really good training because you're in the gym probably 8 hours a day, and then you also had class, and then you also needed to sleep, but you also needed to study. So I feel like that college experience was so insane that this, like, it is a lot. And I think the traveling is a little bit too much, but it like prepared me for this type of thing. So I honestly, it is a little overwhelming at times, but I am really big on staying organized and just checking in with myself mentally, physically, and emotionally.
And I feel like a lot of times it becomes a lot because with entrepreneurs, we do a lot of things solo, like you mentioned, with wanting to build a team. And even though you're not in that space yet, have you been able to connect with other peers in your industry where you can kind of feel that support and someone else going along that same journey that you're going along?
Yes, so there is like one or two other people that I know that launched a brand at the same time as me. So it's really cool because we just like call each other on a weekly basis, talk about our struggles, what things that we've learned, and just share those ideas. And I think that it's so important to be able to have people like that to connect with. So not only do you like have that support system, but you also don't feel alone when you are struggling. And then you just learn a lot from other people's experiences as well. But I definitely am at the point now where I really would like to start expanding my team. So, yeah, just even different experiences with that. So, like, if people had teams that they worked on, some of the mistakes that they've made and not controlling their vision or whatever it was, you just learn a lot from working with people that are in the industry.
And what do you want people to know about what you do?
I just want them to know that we're very purpose driven. So for me, I've always wanted to be a self-esteem advocate, a confidence advocate, because I think that there is a complete difference in someone that is really confident and someone that's not. And I think it's really beautiful to see someone that's really comfortable within themselves. And a lot of times I feel like that does start with your appearance. So I feel like for me, skin, like that's one of the first things you notice in terms of your health, your youth, your beauty, and your overall wellness. I feel like that's really linked to that. So I feel like I want people to know that I'm very purpose driven and not sales driven and not like hype driven. I just want to be able to help people find that confidence. And I feel like I'm really just blessed and fortunate to get to do that through Cooper K.
Is there anything that we don't get to see that goes on behind the hustle?
I do think it's really interesting because I think that, I get a lot of messages. Everyone's like, oh, you're always traveling. It seems so glamorous. But they don't also understand how much I have given up a lot. Like, I don't really go out anymore. I don't really get to interact with people the same way that I would before. I don't get to just get up and go. Like, I have a business that I'm committing a lot of time to. So for them, they're like, okay, you're doing this magazine interview or you're doing this. This is so exciting. But for me, it took me about a year and a half, almost 2 years before I even launched. So they're saying, like, okay, this is going really fast. But for me, it's like, okay, I really feel like I've been working on this for forever. And it's not been that glamorous. And I've had to give up a lot. So I just think it's really interesting, like the messages I get on Instagram versus, like, I know it's not been a very glamorous and really easy road. So I just think it's funny.
Yeah, because people don't see all of the grit and grind that goes on behind the pictures and everything that's going on in the background of the pictures. You know,
Yeah,
they just
exactly.
see the final product.
Right. Yeah. So it's just really funny to me that they're like, oh, okay, this looks so nice and easy. And I'm like, oh, if you only
Like you
knew.
have no idea.
Yeah.
And what's next for Krupa K? Where do you see your company going in the future? What's like the ideal projection for you?
Yeah. So I think just expanding our product line. I know that within the next year, I'm hoping to launch another like two or three products. So I'm just so excited because we are like workshopping a lot of those right now, creating some packaging. So the same like love and like care that went into the moisturizers and tools, I want to make sure that I'm testing and creating really incredible products that I feel like are unmatched on the market. So more stuff to be released soon. I'm so excited. Yeah.
And so now this part of the show we call the Rozo moment, where we take a deeper look at the woman behind the hustle. So what's a quote, verse, or mantra that keeps you encouraged?
Yeah, so I think that for me, if it's truly meant to be, it'll happen. And I think that there's obviously a work ethic that has to go behind that. But I think it's really interesting when you're meant to be doing something, how the universe aligns the right people in your path to help create that. So I feel like it's just been interesting because I've met so many incredible people along the way that I know in my heart that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So yeah, I think that that's just my biggest thing.
I love that. Is there any tools or apps that you use to help you manage your life and work that you couldn't live without?
Yes, so my planner. I like to be really, really organized, but my planner is like honestly really next level. I'm like weird. I'm like really nerdy. For most people that get excited about like going out, I'm like, I got a new planner. I'm so excited.
What planner are you using?
I don't know, this really cute one from Target. I
Okay.
like am so excited about it, but I need to organize my life. I'm on a plane so much that without a planner, I don't even know what I would be doing.
Yes, I'm like that too. I'm like, without looking at my calendar, I don't know which way's up. Like, I have to see what's going on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, no, I'm like super into list planners. I'm like such a nerd.
And what book should every girl behind the hustle read?
Yes, so The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. I don't know if I pronounced that correctly. Oh, I love it. I think it's really inspiring. Just it talks about like the journey you go through when you're trying to fulfill whatever your purpose in life is. And it talks about like the challenges that you face along the way. And I don't know, I think that book is so inspiring. I think I read it like in 2 days and I keep it with me everywhere. It's incredible. If you're trying to start a business, if you just feel like you're going through a struggle, I feel like it just really puts things in perspective for
And what's your
you.
go-to song before a meeting or to kick off your day?
So I'm obsessed with her. Her whole like album, I think that she came out with in 2017. I just have it all on repeat. So Focus is like, I just jam to that every morning. Love her and all of her stuff.
Yeah, I love her too. What do you want people to say about you when you aren't in the room?
Yeah, so I think that's a really interesting question because I think it was Jeff Bezos that says that your reputation is what people say when you walk out of the room. So for me, I want people to say that I'm smart and that but mostly that I'm kind. I think that that's really important that even if you're placed in a bad position, I want people to say that she's kind, smart, and really driven, and that I carry myself well.
And fill in the blank. My name is, and one truth about the hustle is.
My name is Khadija, and one truth about the hustle is that it isn't always pretty.
Very true. That's
Yeah.
absolutely true. Well, thank you so much, Khadija, for your time today and for sharing your truth behind the hustle. Please let the listeners know how they can connect with you.
Yes, so you can follow me on Instagram. I am Khadija. You can follow cooperk.com. We have our weekly blog. We also just follow us on Instagram too. We share a lot of amazing skin tips on a daily basis. So, yeah, honestly, thank you so much for having me. And I'm just so like honored that I got to speak with you today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thanks so much for listening today. I was so inspired by Khadija's story and just everything that she's able to do in the background and still grow this amazing company. Please check out her products online. And I would love to hear from you and hear what you thought of the podcast. Feel free to connect with us via social media, either at Facebook at Girl Behind the Hustle or Instagram, Girl Behind the Hustle. Feel free, you can also shoot us an email at heygirl@girlbehindthehustle.com. Until next week, hustle and grace.